Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Sigma Rowe, Paul Carroll, Rachel Heflin, Shibby, Emily Johnson, Laurel Adams, Patrick Halesvig, The F, Steve Spencer, Bree M, Rachel Goldman, Rachel, Chris LeBlanc, Kimberly McLeod, Lion Thought, Kim Petrovsky, Gabriel Murray, Gogol, Merle Roy, R. Clark.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, Alex again. Just taking a moment ahead of today's episode to let you know about Season 2 of Outliers, the historical fiction podcast we produce alongside Historic Royal Palaces. This anthology tells the stories of people who have been sidelined by history, living in the shadows of real events at some of the greatest palaces ever built. It features original work from award-winning contemporary writers based on actual research by Historic Royal Palaces and is accompanied by full soundscapes and musical production from Rusty Quill. This has been a really exciting project for us to have worked on and we are thrilled to be able to present it to you. You can find all of Season 1 and the first episode of Season 2 available right now via your podcatcher of choice and we'll also include a direct link in the show notes. So once you're done with this episode, why not jump on over and give it a try? We really think you're going to enjoy it and you may even recognise a few friendly voices. Anyway, that's enough from me. As always, thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. My name is Helen Gould, and with me today I have
Alex Newell,
Lydia Nicholas,
Bryn Monroe,
Frank Voss.
And this is the third and final episode of Apocalypse World, The Kindness of Strangers. And I'm going to need to change the title because we went completely in a different direction.
hey, we're still pretty strange.
That's true.
I'm being real kind to the stranger.
I've got my hand on someone's face.
I love that image.
You're seeing the glimpse of a decades-long emotional arc here.
Just to be clear, you say Kindness of Strangers isn't the right title. Literally every single party member is now in a relationship that they didn't start in about a few hours ago. Yeah. Some of them with each other.
So, Alex, who are you playing?
Oh, I am playing Torc, a rather problematic, I was going to say mechanic, it's just not the right word. Someone who's really big on taking everything down into its bits and putting it back together. They're someone who'd make a fleshy motorbike.
Gross.
Ew.
Lydia.
I'm Grub Tolltaker, and I shoot things with guns. And I'm big. I'd be cuddly Santa if you could get close enough without dying.
Yes.
I am playing Nye, and I want these mother fracking bugs off my mother fracking ship. Now, I should stress that my ship is actually a base that is buried underground. It's a ship that got covered in layers of silt on a seabed, and the sea has now dried up. But it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Not enough dirt, apparently. Yeah.
And I'm Sundown, a creepy psychic small person who is now just perplexed by the concept of friendship.
The ultimate nemesis.
So.
The terrifying ordeal of being known.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sounds so deep.
Only one of us is fighting a true, true existential terror.
14-year-old me would have listened to that song on repeat.
Well, it's the meme. You guys have seen it, right?
Yeah. What, you know, the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the original one is no take, only throw. And then it's the updated one is no
horrifying ideal of being known, only love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't didn't know that, and
it's
I love it.
Such a good meme.
Speaking of terrifying ordeals,
yeah.
Talk, there is now, your device has disappeared out through the ceiling.
Lifetimes. I was going to say work.
Yeah. And neither of Talk or Zhang are on the device. They're not in the cabin.
No, I don't think
directing
so.
It anywhere.
Well, Talk was on the other side of the workspace.
Right. Cool. Just
and Zhang made it go, but I'm pretty sure she would have hopped off.
Yeah. Just
because
just
she is a nimble and wiry lady. So
wouldn't know anything about that.
From around the edges of the new tunnel that is open to the elements, there's moving air. You've never had air move.
I hate it.
There's light.
I hate it. None of these things can be broken down into constituents.
Yes. Now, we got some very specific sounds last episode. Those sounds continue as Talk. I'm going to tell you... No, in fact, can you read a situation for me?
I can fail to.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be sharp, yes?
Yes.
Wow! Where has this been all of Talk's life? That's double sixes plus one, so 13.
Strong hit.
Ooh. Is it?
Yeah.
Now, long ago, when you were growing up, you had a book. And in the book...
I've read about books. I'm really proud of that one.
I will kill you.
Now, the book told a really nice story about this thing you used to hear. It was called a caterpillar.
Okay.
And it kept eating all these things that you've never seen before. And
then was it dead hungry?
Yeah. That must be what it was, what it was feeling.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it turned into like this amazing thing, like with, I don't know, maybe like things that just multicolored flappy things.
Okay.
Anyway, the things now coming down the tunnel looked like the caterpillar.
Ah. So they're hungry caterpillars. I get you.
Yeah.
Very hungry.
Are they very hungry, don't you think?
Well, one already took a bite out of me, but it's still hungry. Oh, no, wait, you blew its head off. I remember that. That was awesome.
I wonder what caterpillars eat.
That one ate a grenade.
You may also.
But I wouldn't have described it as edible.
So I'm giving you that for free. You may also ask three questions from this list.
Okay. I am not going to ask who's in control here, because the answer is no one.
The bugs!
The bugs! I am going to ask, what's my best escape route?
That's a good question to ask.
I will also ask, I'm going to ask it, but I feel like I know what the answer's going to be. What should I be on the lookout for? Because the answer might not be bugs. It probably is, but it might not be. And which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Ooh.
Zhang's my best friend, so Zhang doesn't count.
I was gonna say.
I already
well.
Headed this one up. I've got a best friend now, whether Zhang wants it or not.
Is the most vulnerable enemy yourself?
Objectively, oh, yes.
I am my own worst enemy.
I did sit there and go like, do I want any kind of ability? No, let's just go weird. Here, take my muscles, all of my emotions. I don't need any of them.
So the best escape route is actually to get into the van that Zhang has fixed and just drive through, like, either up the tunnel or, like, through the wall,
through
actually.
Through home?
Yes, and, like, out again.
Okay.
What you should look out for more of them, because you can hear the noises from also the corridor.
Don't do the noise!
And the enemy that is most vulnerable to you is the one that's actually closest, because it also happens to be the smallest.
Okay. Oh. In which case, then, I intend to grab Zhang, pile both of us into the van, drive it through the most vulnerable one,
yes!
And away. Now, which is better, to the surface or through home, generating more holes for them to come in via? They're both interesting to me. I'm going to go with...
What's the most in-character choice?
The most in-character one is through home. I'm trying to drive the van vertically downwards. Vans don't work like that, but I'm going to do the best attempt I can.
Good luck, Alex.
Maybe I can attach a drill to it on the way. That's my logic here.
I think break it down step by step. So your first step was get bundling you and Zhang into the van.
Me and Zhang into the van.
Yeah, that's definitely acting under fire.
Okay.
The fire is caterpillars.
Because the thing is trying to bite you.
Fiery caterpillars.
Ooh.
Eight.
Oh, not bad.
Everyone's surprised.
You're all disappointed in me. I only roll well when it's at other people's expense. Well, guess what? Zhang's gonna possibly live a little longer.
Okay. Mm. You're gonna get into the van.
Yeah.
However, the caterpillars see you escaping and speed up.
That's fine.
And now they're close behind you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I attempt to then drive the van deeper into home.
Okay.
Through the little caterpillar?
I mean... If it's possible, but, you know, I'll take what I can get.
All right, so you are going to attempt to drive the vehicle through where?
Well, I wanted to get the vehicle down, because down is good and up is bad. I'll admit, in an edit, Lid did point out, you know, there's a hole, at least an initial hole, where the digging device kind of made a bit of a dent. So honestly, just as down as I can get this van, whether it's driving through a vertical hole, driving down corridors, I just want it down.
Good luck. Roll me again, like, acting under pressure, because like there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of caterpillars.
Yeah, caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
Caterpillars, I'm so sorry.
Nice.
No.
Oh no.
Four.
Oh no. Oh, Alex. Well.
Poor
Zhang. No, Zhang, I want to protect my girl. Right, so you've killed her, Alex.
I found Helen's weakness.
Yeah, it's my character.
Quick, everybody, where are the NPCs?
Right, so you attempt to drive into the hole.
Yep.
Instead, you've never driven a van before.
Why would I? They don't go down.
Exactly. You've put it in reverse.
Oh,
you
no!
You go back up.
No, no, no! That's the wrong direction!
You go up the tunnel towards the sunlight and then stall, surrounded by caterpillars. They begin bashing. Ooh. And Zhang goes, no, this is what happened last time! What are you doing? We need to get away! So, we're going to cut from there. From Tork and Zhang, sucking a van.
This is so bad. The bodyguard scene?
Yeah, Grub and Nai.
That's not the bodyguard.
Isn't the bodyguard?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, but nice.
So you're on the way. You're
to
like
the
rain,
bay,
by rain
holding
and dirt.
Yeah. Vibe.
I mean, I've been shouting into my radio, just everybody get armed, just kill all the bugs, kill all the bugs. But I'm getting a bit weak from loss of blood now.
No.
So I probably had to stop shouting into the radio, and I've probably dropped it, and now
no!
I'm just kind of. I'm just leaning.
Hands lolling.
Yeah, my hands are lolling, but I've just got just enough strength left in my neck to sort of nuzzle into you as you're carrying me.
We've got to
get them, Grub. We've got to get them.
I'm gonna get you to the medical bay first.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna say, have you added under fire to do this yet?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Do it again.
No, I did to explode the bug, but not to
not
run.
Not to run.
Okay.
Do better than I did.
Yes,
well,
please do.
I get plus three, so I... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. That's not too bad. Don't you worry. Well, do worry. Here it says doing something under fire. On a 7 to 9, you flinch, hesitate, or stall.
No, maybe...
So I'm going to give you a choice.
Yeah.
You can make it to the medic bay but cause Nai more pain.
Oh.
Or you can not make it to the medic bay but the foot doesn't fall off, basically.
Grub is battle-hardened and blood-crazed. They're not going to stall. They're going to get to the medic bay, but they may... Yeah, she may have run past a pillar or something and your foot got torn off as we go.
Or just not managed to avoid some of the falling debris.
Yeah. We're going fast, but I'm getting you there, baby.
Yeah, I think that is what's... I don't know why, but I really want your foot to be torn off. So that's what's going to happen to you now.
Thanks. That's great to know.
So I take another level of harm.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, you're dying so fast.
It's fine. It's a horror game, Helen. Embrace it.
Ha! Technically, I'm fine.
Technically.
Mm. For now.
Surrounded by caterpillars. So, Alamini opens the door and he's like, what the frack is going on here? I'm trying to do, like,
she shoves Nai in his arms and says, save her!
Oh, Jeezy Creezy, he says.
Jeezy
Creezy. Oh, my word.
I love
him. Standard swearing in this world.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
Everyone says it, but everyone winces
you're
when they do.
You're in a tight military ship. You have to establish discipline, and this is one of the ways that you do it.
Mm.
I've probably fainted.
Oh, no. Okay.
Then Grub turns around and gets out the machine gun.
I'm going to deal with the infestation.
Oh, my gosh. Nina is like, what's happening? What?
You brought these things here. Now you better help me fix it. Or both of our people
die. I don't have any weapons.
Die.
You took away all of my knives.
Shoves her a tiny scalpel from the...
This is not... Give me one of your guns. Please. I'll give you it back.
They did say please.
It's desperate, and I have a lot of guns. Okay, you can have the small one. Hands you the shotgun.
Thank you.
That's actually a pretty good gun, actually.
That is my small one.
Okay.
And we run off.
Yeah, Nina leaves, but before she goes to Alamini, do not let my mum die either. And off we go.
Yeah.
So, the face holding...
continues.
A new fear.
There's just a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
It's like Hero by Knuckleback starts playing.
Some distance behind Ravi, you can see a shadowy, crawly, big object.
That's not ideal.
No, it isn't.
Because I'll take my hand off his face.
Okay, he will also take his hand off your face.
I'm just going to assume he's probably not any good at fighting.
You can read him if you want. You can...
That's sharp, right?
Yes. I mean, you could read a person or you can use one of your brain and moves.
8 plus 2 is 10.
Okay.
That's with Frank.
So, you can ask some of these three, or I'll also allow you to ask a different, ask one of your own.
I might just want to know if he's any good at murdering bugs.
Oh, no way. No way.
All right, I'm just going to push him out of the way and get some knives.
You try to read him, all you hear is...
Actually, no. If you try and actually read his mind, it's very calm. It's like a zen pool. It's like that stock image of some nice stones going off into the distance with the sunset and a calm sea.
Could you lose yourself in his mind?
That's lovely and extremely useless.
Without you pointing it out, he turns around and sees the caterpillars coming.
I mean, to be fair, that's not psychic. That's just hearing.
Yeah, that too.
A bunch of caterpillars.
And then he turns back to you. In his eyes, you see him saying, "What shall we do?"
Oh, you go somewhere else, and I need to deal with this. So don't die, or do, I guess, but you know, don't.
Kids in love.
Oh, thanks, gone.
And
so teen.
Can I use the direct brain whisper projection on a caterpillar?
You can try. Please do try.
I want to have my Starship Troopers moment.
Yes.
You made me so happy.
That would be weird. Oh, it's a 10 again.
Awesome. So basically this is you causing them harm.
Yep. I love it.
Explode the bug. Explode the bug. It does not explode, I am afraid. However, it does stop and reel back in as if it's scared. As if it's come up against something and it's gone, I don't know if you've ever seen a caterpillar do that thing where, like...
Oh, yeah, they do. They rear up and make themselves...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then it, I'm not going to say it runs away, but it sort of just fiddles. It does the caterpillar equivalent of twiddling its thumbs.
Oh, yeah,
like, oh, no.
Hands,
yeah, it's like, oh, no, I don't know what to do.
Well, I've got a lot of knives.
Right.
Are you going to throw some knives?
I'm going to throw some knives at the caterpillar.
Go aggro, please.
What do I roll for that?
I believe that's plus hard, but you may have a move that makes it plus weird.
Oh, I don't think I took it, and that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah, your hard is not good.
It's a minus two.
You are very soft.
I mostly use my brain.
Oh,
that's a 7.
Okay. That is still a hit. Choose one of those options. This is an audio format. The options are: the thing gets the hell out of your way, it can barricade itself somewhere, it can give you something that it thinks you want, it can back off with its feet in the air, I guess. It says hands where you can see, but it doesn't have hands.
Just rolls on it back,
or
wiggles away.
The caterpillar can tell you what you want to know or hear. Which one of those would you like to pick?
I would like a gift from the caterpillar.
Could have been, how do I defeat you all? No. I'd like something shiny, please.
The caterpillar.
Remember that caterpillars can spin silk.
Makes a very quick shirt.
Makes you a balaclava to go with your arctic. That's not what happens.
Oh.
The caterpillar stops its twiddling and approaches. It picks up Ravi and gives Ravi to you to hold.
That's not what I was hoping for.
And we're going to take a break there.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. So you have just received Ravi as a gift, and on that note, I'm going to go to Tork and Zhang.
Zhang, there's no time. Give me your leg.
What do you mean?
I need your leg, Zhang. Give me your leg.
Okay,
give me your leg.
She detaches it.
Excellent. I use my gun what stuns. And
sorry,
try
was this previously established?
Yes, I did.
Did I miss a detail?
She has a metal leg.
Okay.
Keep
right.
Up.
Right.
Sure.
No, it's
yeah,
fine.
Go with it.
I like it on the record. This was not discussed in edits. This is not edited in any way. Keep up. Okay. Okay, great, great. I use my gun what stuns, and I would like to jury rig it to plow through the leg, poke the leg out the door, wiggle a little bit like the kind of thing that something would want to eat so that they eat an electrified leg.
Okay. Gosh, what am I going to... Okay. You will need to act under fire. To,
I think that's...
Like, do you not have a role for building things?
See, the thing is not really, unless I'm missing something.
Weird.
I have... A lot of it is, like, open my brain stuff to do with weird, but it's... Basically, building stuff seems to be tied to weird because they're weird contraptions, but beyond okay. that, I don't really have anything written here to do with that.
Then
yeah,
just...
there's nothing in the basic moves.
Oh, yeah, but because he's a savvy head, I was just wondering
yeah,
if he had, like...
Yeah, I just thought that there might be a, like, general...
Not even any of the savvy head moves include building a thing.
In which case, you simply do it under fire.
Okay.
This is the apocalypse. Things only fall apart.
This is unfortunate. This is unfortunate. I need roll plus cool. My cool Ooh. Is not great.
Good luck.
Oh no.
Six.
Oh no.
That's a miss.
How did my electrified leg plan not work?
Oh dear. So let me get. So you've stuck the leg out of the window.
The idea is I've basically tried to jury rig my stun gun to make a big, waggly, enticing looking leg to electrify anything that is outside and tries to eat it.
A caterpillar seizes the leg, does not get electrified, and pulls you halfway out of the van.
Okay.
What are you gonna do now you're hanging halfway out of the van? I mean, Zhang is going to grab your legs and try to pull you back in.
This is how you get torn in half, kids. how many caterpillars can I see if I'm hanging out of the window?
There are two on this side, three on this side, and one on top.
Yeah, okay. So, as far as Tork is concerned, Tork is moments away from being reduced to pure mints.
oh, no.
With that in mind, Tork just... opens Tork's mind as wide as Tork can to see what happens.
Wow.
Because
okay.
You know what? What else can Tork do at this point? Tork's convinced that Tork's about to die. Okay, have at it, universe. You do you.
Roll plus weird.
Roll plus weird.
This is opening your brain to the psychic maelstrom.
Correct.
It's a box falling.
I rolled a 10 plus 3, so 13.
Woo, wow.
I'm a weird, weird little person.
On a hit, the MC will tell you something new and interesting about the current situation and might ask you a question or two, answer them. Okay.
How do you want to die?
So the new and interesting detail is that these caterpillars are easily scared.
Okay.
I am also going to tell you They're huge, but these are new. These are baby caterpillars.
Okay.
Fully grown caterpillars. They're about to turn into their cocoons, even bigger than these ones.
Okay. Okay.
So you know they're scared. You know they are small and tiny.
Relatively.
That's why they're so hungry, because they need to grow.
Yeah.
That's why they're hungry
Make
caterpillars.
Make friends with the caterpillars.
Yep. They've just hatched. That's some really interesting information for me to take to my grave.
Are you going to do anything with that information? Blah, says the caterpillar.
One more time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ah, okay. I'm going to be honest. Staked a lot on the electrified leg plan, so I'm into my reserves.
I mean, you're still holding the leg.
Am I?
Yes, you're in a tug of war. You've got Zhang yanking on your feet. You're holding on to your gun attached to the leg, while the caterpillar is also holding on to the gun attached to the leg.
Right.
The simplest way out of this situation would be let go of the damn gun. Let the caterpillar take it, and Zhang will pull you back into the jeep.
Or I yell, Zhang, pass me the firewatt cuts! Pass me the firewatt cuts!
Zhang will do so.
Hey, I would like to, on the fly, attempt to basically rig my firewatt cuts, which is basically just a massive, massive, like, oxyacetylene burner type thing, to make the biggest boom I can when I throw it outside. Not to hurt things, just to make a big, loud, scary noise.
You're doing that under fire again. I'm afraid you're rolling with that minus.
It's all good. It's not a minus, it's just not a good plus.
Oh. Okay.
Come on, come on, come on. No pressure. Come on. Lots of pressure.
Hey!
11.
Oh! Wow.
All hail Torque, bug destroyer, caterpillar queen thing.
Your fingers are a blur. As you quickly rig it. I'm assuming that you've had to drop the leg in order to make
categorically,
something else.
Yeah. There's no possible way I could have held onto the leg.
You throw it, you duck back inside.
Sorry, like, lost your leg!
You...
I'll make you a better one!
You better! You and Zanger are like in a pile. The van rocks as the boom goes off. The caterpillars go...
Oh, look, we're stuck in this van and there's only one bed.
They run away. They run up. So, you are in
I'm unconscious in the med bay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But Grub gets to go aggro on some
caterpillars.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, with Nina.
Yes.
I purposefully, while we were doing that exchange, did not try to read the person or manipulate them because I'm so terrible at both.
That's fair.
But, like, just be like, just have the gun. I like guns. I can see where someone else would like guns.
So right. I'm assuming you're following the caterpillar noises.
Yeah. Let's take down some... Oh, let's fix some bugs.
Yes! Let's mark this bug report solved.
So, you're heading down the corridor?
Yeah. Don't test me. I like these bugs.
Okay.
Because there's a security floor in the ship.
Call me QA.
Yes!
Nice.
Yes.
In the direction that you had been going before, like
towards the bug noises.
There are probably about half a dozen of them heading your way.
I'm just going to shoot them with my machine gun.
All right, then, go aggro, please.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Six.
Oh, no.
It's a bad miss.
What were you using?
Machine gun, which is close and far away and messy. Do I shoot Nina?
I'm not letting you shoot Nina. Besides, she's behind you.
Oh, that'd be a really bad miss.
So you fire the machine gun. It misfires. Mm. You hit some of the screws in the ceiling, which weren't that stable to begin with.
Oh, dear.
Poof! A load of dirt falls in.
I hate dirt.
You are blocked. So, plus side, the caterpillars are now, like, there's a wall of dirt between you and them. But also there's a wall of dirt between you and the exit. So you can go deeper. Also, you hear the sound of dirt shifting. The caterpillars are beginning to dig through the dirt to get to you.
Oh, I'm just upset that I'm on the other side of the dirt than the caterpillars.
Nina says, is there another way around? Because, like, those... Right, so if there's six of those, that means there's at least, like, 20
that
around.
That works.
I've seen them before, okay? Just trust me, there are lots of them. We've got to get out.
So Nye still has a role to play because
Fantastic.
When on the radio, she was yelling at everyone to arm up and fight off the bugs.
You're going to play as a gang?
Yes. So one of my special hardholder moves is leadership. When my gang fights for you, roll plus hard.
fan.
And remember that we're defending our own base, so we have armour plus four as a gang, and we're well equipped because our armoury is in very good condition.
Oh, you so made the, such good choices.
The gang deals harm four as well. So we are a small gang. Do the caterpillars count as a gang as well? And are they a small gang or a medium gang?
They're a small gang.
Okay. Oh. Right, so...
positively titchy.
Oh, my word!
I just rolled double six, you guys. For a total of 14 on my leadership roll. So my gang make a hard advance, stand strong against a hard advance, and fight and die to the last. Because I am not picking the option which says show mercy to their defeated enemies.
No.
My gang is specifically in want of savagery.
What about my new pet?
So my gang is going to go nuclear against these bugs.
Well, they've got a martyred leader as far as they're concerned.
Yeah. So that's quite a good role. So yeah, so the gang is going to contribute to this fight. So the other characters also have individual roles to play.
I'm sorry.
The gang is getting involved and the gang is kicking some serious
bugs. I'm sorry,
bug.
I have to pick you up on one thing. You rolled a double six and go, that's quite a good roll. What's a very good roll? What's a very good roll?
I was using quite in the sense of magnifying the...
Yeah,
the American way.
Yeah, I see.
Well.
Almost like I spent too much time talking to Americans. Who would have thunk it?
I am so pleased. I am so pleased. All right. So
you can weave that into the story.
Do they, like, pour out
choose.
Of the walls?
Well, there's only 20 of them, and right. a couple of them already died, but...
Maybe they assemble themselves into some sort of gang Voltron.
No.
I mean, you're a member of the gang, so maybe you meet up with them and lead them to a glorious victory.
Yeah, well, I'm like, this is the way around. Ignores Nina's idea of going back. Like, this is how we get around the wall. As we go around, there's a bunch of the... like soldiers.
Sure. No, are you going to try and command the soldiers?
No. Granny needs the soldiers.
All right.
Grub has no capacity to lead whatsoever.
The gang is a sword. I wield the sword. Grub is the point.
If and Grub heard know. You say that would make their life complete.
The pointy end goes in the other person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Anyway, I'm going to go to point. They're that way! And then possibly the gang goes and then I can follow and then shoot the things more as well.
Do you know that? Yeah. So as you and Nina are staring at this blockage and you're like, Nina is also readying her gun. I assume you're both readying them to like for the caterpillars to break through.
Oh, coming through.
And then behind you, like the riders of Rohan at Helm's Deep, come
on your left.
Yes, portals open. And it's Sam Wilson, everybody. It's not Sam Wilson.
It's female Sam Wilson, because only women are allowed to be in.
It's Samantha Wilson.
Ah, yes! It is Sam Wilson.
Okay, Samantha Wilson is now canonically the name of one of the guards. Anyway.
It's Captain Marvel.
There's like a phalanx of at least a dozen of them. They're all wielding, like, they've all been to the armory. Mm-hmm. They're all running up. They're all covered in caterpillar goo.
Yep.
But they don't care. They come, they see that there's a blockage, and they just, like... use the ends of the weapons to just, like, dig it out.
Digging, shooting, exploding.
Yes.
You just need enough space to get the end of a grenade launcher through, I reckon.
Yeah, sounds good.
You gonna do that?
I think that at some point the blockage should burst through caterpillars come and then we explode them all.
Oh, yeah, because you're... okay, yeah, you're both digging from both directions. Some wiggly parts...
We fall back, line up our guns, and then as they all burst through,
yes,
as they break through the wall of dirt, they find a wall of lead.
Oh,
yes.
Aww.
Horrible insect guts go everywhere.
Boom.
Splat.
Splats. Yes.
Yes, that's the noise that they make.
Yeah.
Yes. Also pop. Also crack.
Yes. Machine gun crackles. Yes.
Pretty soon, you are sort of ankle deep in horrible bug parts. But you have a clear way to the exit.
Yep.
If you want to use it. Now, you and...
One bug we didn't account for. Because it made friends.
Sundown Ravi and a single caterpillar who is trying to make friends with you. What is happening?
I'm going to put Ravi down, partially because it's not really the gift I wanted, and also because I'm physically not strong enough to lift him.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, like, try and pet the caterpillar.
Maybe go on a heartfelt road trip.
That's, what you do with animals, right? You pet them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean... On the list of basic moves, there's no pet an animal, but there is try to seduce or manipulate someone. I mean, seduce in the sense of, you know, bring it to your side, I'm thinking,
I mean, that
rather
is,
than the other
sense. You
can
manipulate the caterpillar to bring it onto, yeah, to do that, yeah, if you want.
Yeah,
you
I want to do that. Yeah. I want to pet a caterpillar.
I mean, especially if you're using your, like, glovy thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so roll to manipulate. What do you want it to do?
Just want it to be my pet.
Okay.
You made one friend. Now everyone's going to be a friend.
I believe you have a move where you roll weird instead of hot, right?
I did not take that one either.
Oh, okay, then you're rolling with hot.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
What's your hot?
Minus one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's the best.
That's a four. Right.
Can I... No, that wouldn't work.
So you were asking it to be your friend, right?
Yeah.
Don't belly rub. It likes the head rubs. No!
You rubbed it on the belly, it's the trap. It's the classic.
Oh, no.
You made the classic mistake. Much like the cat. You've placed yourself exactly where you shouldn't.
Never rub the belly.
You have offended the caterpillar. The caterpillar seizes Ravi, doesn't hurt him, just seizes him and just leaves.
It took it, gave it back.
Yeah. You no longer, like, Ravi looks at you like... from behind the where the caterpillar's shoulder would be if it had shoulders, and he's like, save me. With his eyes.
I really don't know how I'm going to explain this to anyone.
So Ravi's being carried away by an offended caterpillar.
It's too fast, I can't catch it.
You're not going to try?
No, I mean, I really want the caterpillar.
You overheat pretty fast in that Arctic gear. Sprinting is not a thing you do, I guess.
Okay. You're going to let the caterpillar...
I mean, I'll shout at it to come back, but I don't think it understands.
Oh, come on! Come on! Okay. You shouted it has no effect. The caterpillar is... Gosh, what do they call it in, like, Georgian times? Like, when someone ignores you at an event.
Snub.
Yes. You're snubbed.
Oh, like it does a little...
What it does is it makes eye contact, right? Then it looks past you and never acknowledge it.
No, I'm sorry!
Right. The caterpillar with Ravi in its clutches.
Isn't that the way? Ravi wanted to be your friend and you had no interest. You wanted the caterpillar. The caterpillar showed no interest in you. It's just, it's that, you know, it's that eternal problem.
Certainly my
they
experience of
all
social situations.
Around the corner.
It's a good thing this is a one-shot, so that can't come back and bite me in the arse 20 years later.
Talk and Zang.
Okay, in a panic, I attempt now to drive the van forwards.
Oh.
I've been paying attention. No, I know how to make it go backwards reliably. I try to reverse the van into the hole where it came out of in the vain hope of wedging it. Because if I can wedge the hole, right... Nye's probably going to call me a hero. That's how people work.
Okay. I'm not going to...
I'm really confused by the physics.
That right there
the
is the response to every single move I've ever proposed in any game ever. I'm sorry.
I think you're still doing under fire. I think there is still pressure because you know that the base is still under attack from caterpillars.
Sure.
Even if you yourself have scared off
your
particular caterpillars.
Oh, it's plus cool, right?
Yeah.
9.
Alrighty then.
I can't remember if that's a success.
That's a weak hit.
That's it's the best hit.
Okay, so you make the van move. It reverses again. You reverse all the way up into the sunlight onto the seabed.
The former
seabed. You see a caterpillar emerge from where you know the actual entrance is. It's holding a small Indian man.
What?
But you are out of danger. Zang looks through the window. and goes, Robbie! And jumps out. And she's going to run after them.
Hop.
Let him, yes.
Oh, no! Help! No! Surely she'd just be like, give me the wheel and take over driving. I mean...
I'm just saying.
She's not thinking very
well. Yeah, fair enough.
However, you know, she's been without a leg for a while. She's a really good hopper. She's the best hopper you've ever seen.
She doesn't have a gun on her. What's she going to do with the cat's up with a caterpillar?
Just yell it. Him down.
Are you going to miss sake? I now, still in reverse, try to pick Zang up on the way to pick up this random person, apparently.
Okay, roll again to do that under the fire, I guess.
I put everything in weird and I've used it once.
Yeah.
But it worked well.
6.
That's a miss.
Like hit Zang or something.
The van stalls and then sets on fire.
Legit.
Right. What we have is now you're being attended to in the med bay.
I'll probably survive.
I think you will.
But I'll walk with a limp from now on.
Yeah. Grub, you've successfully defeated the caterpillars.
Yep. With Sundown. The help of the gang.
Yeah.
Sundown, you have...
loved and lost. But isn't that better than never loving at all?
With this experience...
Are you talking about the caterpillar?
I don't even know. Maybe I'm talking about the caterpillar. Maybe it's Ravi. I mean, that's really for Frank to say.
I mean, after this experience, I think I can safely say it was better never have loved.
And Tork, you watch as Zang hops swiftly and nimbly over the cracked desert that used to be a sea up to the caterpillar that's holding Ravi, slaps the caterpillar across the face, making it drop Ravi, and drags, like, and Ravi helps her back into the
So to clear, my current state is in the one place I didn't want to be.
Yes.
On fire.
With no way to escape the situation.
A very miffed caterpillar. Like, offended and then slapped, I say.
Right. I think we're going to end it there because this is the last episode.
That's a legit ending. We'll never know.
I mean, I presume it's easy enough for you to get out of the car.
I prefer not to know.
But, yeah.
I prefer not to know.
If you want to know, you could easily open the door and go back inside.
I'm going to make my own base, and it's going to be on fire. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a van.
Make your own base with blackjack and hookers.
You know what? Forget about the base.
Wonderful. Okay, this was nowhere where I thought it was going to go. Like I said...
You know what they say, no adventure survives contact with the party.
Yep. As I said during when we went recording, originally this was going to have a giant goat in it, but that's not what we ended up with.
But here we are.
Amazing.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.